the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to the Lord and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Can I ask you to turn to the person next to you and just say a quick hello? Can you do the British thing of shaking hands? Could you do me... In fact, while you're doing that, could you just do one more thing for me? Could you just check to see who has the biggest hand? Like, I have huge hands. So who's got the biggest hand between you and the person next to you? Have a quick check, please. That shouldn't take too long, should it? Who had the biggest hand? Can you put your hand up if you had the biggest hand? That's great. I'm looking for some volunteers. And all those people who've just put their hands up are my volunteers. And this is what I'd like. Really, my dream is by the end of the next kind of 20, 25 minutes that you go home with Bible verses rooted in your head. And that these particular Bible verses bug you as much as they have bugged me as I've looked at them over the last few weeks. Because it seems to me that there's a real deep challenge within these few verses that says there's a tension between what God wants us to be and what God wants us to do. And I fight it almost every day. So I'd like to share that burden with you. And I was laughing with Derek as we started today. I said, essentially all that's going to happen this morning is I'm going to rant at myself for half an hour and you're all going to join in. And that's really where we're at today. Just looking at these Bible verses saying, is there a mirror in these verses? So all those people who have big hands like me and who have just volunteered, you're going to have to concentrate for the next couple of minutes because I'm going to read those five verses to you again. And I want you to see if you can remember them. Because then I'm going to ask you to turn to those poor people with little hands. Bless them. And I want you to try your best to retell these five verses as accurately as you can. But the person who is sat listening will be an active listener. And they will try to help you as you work your way through the story. Can I suggest to you that the easiest way to remember a story is to imagine it? So you may want to shut your eyes. It does help. Those people with little hands, don't hit them. It might be your turn next time. You ready? Here we go. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Five verses sound a lot longer when you're trying to remember them, don't they? Okay, big-handed people, turn to the little-handed people. You have 1 minute. Away you go. Lovely, thank you. Well, I can tell that some of you have brought your amplified version of the Bible with you this morning. We'll stick with the NIV for now. Can you all help me out? Now that you've heard it another time, what was the first word? Nice. As. What was the second word? Okay, this is good. As Jesus and... Very good. His Jesus and his disciples were, on their way. It's very interesting how many Bible passages begin with Jesus and his disciples going somewhere on their way to somewhere else, which kind of bugs me knowing the rest of the story. Find myself thinking, well, it was okay for him to be doing stuff, but anyway, we'll get to that later. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman called Martha, what did she do? Oh, nice. Opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was... distracted by what? Oh, no, not many things yet. Later. Distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. What did she do? Yeah. She came to Jesus and asked, Lord, don't you that my has left me to do the work by myself. Then what? Tell her to help me. Jesus answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be... Who had a little hand? Who had a little hand? I know you're frightened now. Show me again. They're not that small. I mean, I can see them. Okay, it's your turn. Turn the person next to you. We'll have one more go, and then I'll start. Away you go. Okay, are you almost there? I'm always encouraged when I wander around and I just surreptitiously have a listen to different conversations. And it's always nice when you hear people talking about it, and then every now and again you find a group that's discussing why it's very difficult to remember passages of Scripture, and how sometimes maybe it would just be good to have the book written down in front. Oh, is the time run out already? Oh, we were going to do it, but we just never quite managed to get round to it. One more time. As Jesus and his were on there, he came to where a woman called opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by what? All the that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, don't you that my has left me to do the work, tell her." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are, worried and about, but only few things are needed, or indeed only Mary has chosen what is, and it will." I want to look at the three people and then ask you a couple of questions. I am aware that this is maybe not a normal Sunday service, because I really have no intentions of trying to tell you what the answers are, because I'm not sure I have the answers. But I would love to ask you the questions that I'm struggling with and then see if you struggle with them too. Because it seems to me often when Jesus teaches in the New Testament, he doesn't always give answers. In fact, even in this passage, he doesn't give answers, but he does keep prodding people and hoping that they keep thinking and meditating on Scripture. It's been mentioned a few times this morning, the idea of sitting and spending time with God and meditating on his word. So we'll begin it now. And my prayer is that when you go home at lunchtime today, you discuss where you got to and you see which bits you find a challenge. But let's work our way through the three people first of all. Let's consider Martha, and then let's consider Mary, and then let's consider Jesus. First of all, Martha. When you read about Martha, just forget all the other stuff that's written about Martha, just these five verses. How do you feel about Martha having read these five verses? Each time I ask you a question, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to try and answer the question with the person next to you. And then if anybody has heard anything tremendous, we'll all hear it in a minute. Okay? Because I'm going to ask you to shout at me and tell me something of interest to do with Martha. What do you think about Martha having read these five verses? Go.
I think she was concerned about her own affairs.
Yep. No, I think... Bless you. Okay, I'm ready for some... I'm ready for you to fire bits at me. Somebody's already said to me, I think Martha was concerned about her own affairs. Okay, give me something else. Tell me something else you feel about Martha just looking at those five verses. Yeah.
I think she was performing an act of worship to make things really good.
Ah, now here we go. She was performing her own act of worship in order to welcome Jesus into her home. Do you feel for Martha?
Yes.
If you don't, what's wrong with you? What else do you feel about Martha? Anything else that jumps out at you from this passage? Yeah. Like, she wants Jesus to go and do the job for her. She doesn't go to her sister to say, come and help me. She says, Jesus, don't you care that my sister has left me to do this work? Like, you sort it out. Tell her to help me.
Why did she ask her to help herself?
I don't know. And Luke doesn't answer that question. Why did she not just go see a sister? Why didn't she just go in and say, come on, like, help me out. We could both do it in half the time. And then we can both sit at Jesus' feet. But she doesn't. She does what I would have done. Mom, it's not fair. Did you have a hand? Yeah. Like, all of a sudden it's become Jesus' fault. Like, at the beginning, it was her sister's fault. Like, if her sister had come and helped her out, then actually all would be well in the world. But now her sister hasn't helped her. She goes to Jesus and blames him. Like, Jesus, don't you care? Hang on. Whoa. Maybe she was afraid of her sister. But I tell you what, it certainly wasn't Jesus' fault. Ah. There has to be a cultural element. Somebody came to see me yesterday, knowing what we were going to preach on today. I thought it was very interesting and said, I think that passage that we're going to look at tomorrow has cultural references where this woman is sat in a man's place. Because in those days, the woman would have been expected to do the work. What does the passage say? It says that Martha was distracted by what? All the preparations that she fancied doing. No, that had to be made. Somebody has to do it, and it's probably culturally seen that it won't be the man of the house. Won't be Lazarus. Lazarus will be okay to sit at Jesus' feet. But Martha understands that somebody has to do it. And she takes that on board, but then she complains. Not to the right person, but to Jesus, and kind of blames him. Like, don't you care for me? Man, there's a lot going on in her head, isn't there? What about Mary? When you read these few verses about Mary, what do you feel about Mary? What do you consider about Mary? You got another 30 seconds. There's less about Mary. Mary? It's a funny one, isn't it? Because she seems to be happy to let somebody else do the... But she wants to spend time with Jesus. And it's hard to blame her for that, isn't it? Okay. Doesn't seem to be. Okay, how are we feeling about Mary? Bless you. Bless you for your honesty. There was a one-word answer, just in case you missed it, and the one-word answer was lazy. I have to say, there are certain passages of Scripture that I use regularly, and this is not one of them. And it's not one of them because I went to Loughborough a while ago, and I went to a morning service and shared this passage, and a woman came up to me afterwards, and she was furious. And she said, I know what you're trying to say, and I don't like it at all. So I thought I'd just ask lots of questions and shared a Bible passage, but apparently not. What I had said to her was, everything you have ever done has been a complete waste of time, and what you should have done is leave it to everybody else and sit at the feet of Jesus. She said, I am so angry, I am not a Mary. She was lazy. Martha, on the other hand, I like her. So I thought for a little while, and I said to her, isn't it interesting, though, that Jesus says Mary chose what's better? To which she responded, yeah, but you can't be right all the time, can you? I didn't know where to go from there. But actually, she has a point. Because I think for many of us, we look at Mary and we say, like, if only she'd helped out, it would have solved the problem. But then Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't say, actually, yeah, if Mary had helped you out, it would have solved the problem and maybe you could have both come in. He says, Mary chose what's better, which causes me problems. Because then that means, and I know I was talking to Derek earlier on, and Derek was like, so essentially you're going to come in this morning and you're going to tell everybody to do no more work in church. And like everybody's going to turn up and just say, okay, over to you. We're going to sit at the feet of Jesus and we're going to do nothing from here on in. Is that what this passage says to you? See, I'm ever grateful that I married the right woman. And my wife is caring and understands me and puts up with me and does stuff for me. It's amazing. Whenever I go home, the clothes have been cleaned and hung back up, and it's like I'd never been away. But actually, if all I ever got from my wife was the stuff she did for me, if she just cooked me meals, and if she just ironed my clothes and washed my clothes and made sure that everything was sorted for my next trip away, be a rubbish wedding, wouldn't it? It'd be a rubbish life. I don't want a wife who just does stuff for me. I have little nieces and nephews now. I look after my brother's kids quite regularly. And whenever I see them, you know, I don't care what they do for me. It really doesn't matter to me at all. Every now and again, they want to show me that they care and they offer to do the washing up. They only offer because we've got a washing machine. But they want to offer to show that they care. But actually, what do I want them to do? I want them to spend time with me. I want us to be able to sit and have a bit of a natter and play games and do fun stuff. And yet, if they just came in and said, what jobs need doing in the house, it would be fun for a few days, wouldn't it? Be great for a few days. But Jesus seems to look at Martha and says, like, it's great that you want to do these things, but you kind of missed the point. If all you do is do, what kind of a relationship is that? Which causes me problems. Because I like to be busy. And I work in a Christian organization that expects you to be busy. And we all have these allegedly busy lives. And I was listening earlier on to the idea of coming down on a Thursday morning to pray, and I'm trying to decide in my mind, is coming down at 7:15 in the morning a Martha bit or a Mary bit? What do you think? I think it depends how I do it. I think if I turn up at 7:15, I won't be coming at 7:15 on Thursday morning. It's a long way from Essex. If I turned up at 7:15 on Thursday morning and said, Jesus, I just want to spend 45 minutes with you, talking with you, sharing with you, opening my heart before you, who am I in the story? I'm Mary. But if I turn up at 7:15 saying, they said I was supposed to come, and if I come, then I've kind of done my bit for the church, it's the same thing. But who am I in the story? I don't want to choose worse. I want Jesus to say, Paul has chosen what is better. And it won't be taken away from him. Let's have a quick look at the story of Jesus within this passage. When you look at Jesus in this passage, what do you notice about what Jesus says and does in this passage? I'll give you another 30 seconds. Go.
Trying to put everyone at ease, trying to see both sides so as to avoid any confrontation, misunderstanding, to show love.
Those last two words are key, aren't they? He doesn't just seem to want to solve Mary's immediate problem. He's sharing the fact that she's got many.
Right, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, ladies and gents. What do you notice about Jesus in this passage? What do you notice about what he does and what he says? Nothing. It's interesting. He was a bystander. He didn't choose for or against. I think he did. I think he said to Martha, you're not right. Mary, you're right. I desperately wish he'd said it the other way. Like, Martha, well done. Good and faithful servant. You worked so hard. Congratulations. We can tick it off and there's another job done. But he doesn't. He says, relationship over works. Well, that sucks, because relationship, you have to work harder at, don't you? Because like, if it's just works, you can just have a big list of things, and you can say, I've done that one, I've done that one, I've done that one, I've done that one, I've done that one. See, if I went home and said to my wife, look at all the things I've done for you, and she'd say, yeah, but I haven't seen you all week. It doesn't matter how big the list is. How does he deal with Martha, though? In his words, how does he deal with her? Gentle, caring. Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. It's like, I understand that your heart is breaking, and actually, this isn't the problem, is it? It's not just the fact that Mary sat here. You're not just worried and upset about one thing. You are worried and upset about loads of stuff. And I want you to be free from that worry and upset. And I want you to spend time with me like Mary did. As I just go through these verses for one final time, a few words jump out at me. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. When you go home today, I want you to try and consider, what's distracting you? What distracts you from taking time to stop and sit at the feet of Jesus? Can I be honest and say, I think probably the work I do distracts me from spending time with Jesus. Too much of my time, I can try and mentally justify it. Maybe you're all sat there thinking, like, I've got a family and I have a million things to do. The thing that distracts me is my family. But how are we going to come back to the feet of Jesus? Mary chose what was better. Let me pray for us now that we will find a way to spend time with Jesus this week. Not in a way that says, here's my 15-minute slot and I'm going to give it to you. And there you go, I've ticked off another thing. But Jesus, I want to be more of a Mary and less of a Martha. I don't want to stop doing all the things that I do for you, but I want to find a way for it to be a relationship and not just a list of things to do. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to stop and slow down and consider five little verses that were written 2,000 years ago. Father, we thank you for your word that you give us in order that we can look at it like a mirror. And Lord, for those of us who are sat here this morning, understanding that we're a bit of a Martha, trying to do things for you, hoping that you'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, help us to remember that it's not what we do for you that counts. It's the attitude in which we do it. It's the way that we long to spend time with you. Lord, help these verses to reverberate round our minds over the coming days. And bring us back to your feet, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.